The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sukkah has been dedicated by Celia and Isaac Jamal, Hashem Alehem Yehyu Amen, for the Hatzlecha of their dear children. May they see much nachat from all of them. May they all grow up and get married in the right time and have children healthily, happily, with beracha v'atzlacha. And may they see descendants and descendants of their descendants. Ad bi'ad goel sedek. Amen. The Masechet has also been dedicated La'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Adel Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. Again by Celia and Isaac Jamal. To school the mitzvot. This daf is being studied La'ilu Nishmat Nuria Ben Noga Shniftar Bekitsur Yamim Veshanim Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen.
Daf Nun Aleph. Today's daf is being studied the Alun Ishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied the Alun Ishmat Menuhemet Mazal Bat Frida Shneftered Bekitzur Yamin Veshanim. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin on Daf Nun Amud Bet on the bottom line. The Gemara now goes back to a subject that we discussed yesterday's daf about Ikar Shira. We had a mahloket, is Ikar Shira Bapeh or Ikar Shira Bakeli? When the Levim would sing, what's the primary singing? Is the primary singing done vocally? Or is the primary singing done with keli, with instruments? So the Gemara said that was actually a mahloket. Rabbi Yosef wanted to say that that's actually a mahloket, what the Ikar is. So comes Gemara and says, Amara Papa, Ara Papa says, Kitana'e. Actually, this Mahloket Amuraim is a Mahloket amongst the Tana'im. Bitnan, we have a Mishnah. Avde Kohanim Hayu. Which means, we're talking about Ovi'e, who used to hold the instruments at the time of the Shir. I mean, when they brought the Korban, they sang songs. Who was holding the instruments? Who was playing the instruments? So one opinion says, Avde Kohanim, the servants of the Kohanim. Devre Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Mishpachat Bet HaPegarim U'Mishpachat Bet Sifriya. It's giving you the names of the families. These are names. The family of the Pegarim family. You have the family of Sifriya. That she says, Zeh Shem HaMishpachot. U'Me'am Hayu. Rashi, Zeh Shem Mekomam. That's where they came from. Shayu Masi'in Lakeuna. Rashi says, who are these people? They were Hashuv people. Yisrael Miyuhasin Ayu. They were Yisraelim that were Miyuhasim. They were that lineage of these people. Sheneshem Almanot. Ubnotam Reuyot Inase Lekoanim. So it says their Shem Almanot, their wives were widows. Ubnotam Reuyot Linase Lekoanim. But their daughters were Ra'ui to marry Kohanim. Levi Hanina ben Antignos Omer, Levi'im Ayu. No, the ones that blew the instruments, held the instruments, were Levi'im. So because we have a three-way machloket. Who was playing the instruments? Either you have the servants of the Kohanim, or you have these Yisraelim Yuhasim, or you have the Levi'im. So the Gemara says, Ma ilav be'akamipalge. Must be the machloket is the following. Demand, Amar Abadim Ayu. The opinion that says it was the Abadim. Kasavar Ikar Shira Bapeh. And he must hold that the main shira is done bepeh, because the Levi'im sing the songs. When it comes to the instruments, you can even let the servants of the Kohanim play the instruments. So he calls shira bepeh. Uman dama Levi'im ayu, and according to opinion, says, no, the Levi'im blew the instruments, kasabar, he calls shira bechli. That's why the Levi'im had to blow the instruments. V'tisbera. Does that make sense to define the machloket that way? Why? Rabbi Yosef, my kasabar. Rabbi Yosef, somewhere in the middle. What does he hold? If he's going to hold that the Shira is bepeh, so let him say even the servants of the Kohanim can hold the instruments. And if he holds it, Ikar Shira Bekli, Leviim in Yisraelim, no. Then only it should be by Leviim, which means your definition of the Mahlokot is only good for two out of the three Shitot. He's according to the first Shita, which is Rabbi Meir, that says it's Avdei Kohanim. Okay, so Avdei Kohanim, you hold what? Ikar Shira Bepeh. That's what about the servants of the Kohanim and all the instruments. And the last opinion, which is of Hanina ben Antigonos, he says, no, it's got to be Leviim. Leviim is Ikar Shira Bekli. So where does it be Yosefer in? He says, you don't need the Leviim, and you don't need the Avdei Kohanim, you need Yisraelim. So what does that mean? If you hold it's Ikar Bekeli, so you should have Leviim. If you hold this Bepeh, you can use even the Abadim. So what's the Rabbi Yosef's opinion? So the Gemara says, really, everybody holds Ikar Shira Bapeh. All three opinions. So what's the machlokan over here? The mor savar achi ava maaseh. Umor savar achi ava maaseh. It's arguing what happened. See, everybody holds, anybody could blow the instruments. Because it's Ikar Shira Bapeh. The Levim sing the songs and the instruments are secondary. Mm-hmm. So what are they arguing on? What happened? One rabbi says, there's Kohanim up there, Avdei Kohanim. One rabbi says, Yisraelim Yuhasim up there. One rabbi says, Leviim up there. So the Gemara says, Demai Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina now? Now you just tell me history? Who was up there? If you tell me anybody can go up there, so what's each one reporting who was up there? So the Gemara says, Lema'alin Meduchan Liyuhasin Ulma'asir Kamepalge. Which means the Mahlokot over here is going to be that she Hado'eu Omed Ala Duchan Ima Leviim. So a guy will know, you see somebody standing up there on the Dukhan with the Leviim, Im Sarich Lebdok Aharav, which means, or En Sarich. So you see somebody standing up there with the Leviim, that was already a big indication that he must be a Miyuhas, that he must be a, you know, Hashuv lineage. Lo Lasiyo Miyuhasif Velo Latet Lo Ma'asir Rishon. Which means, could you marry this guy, or to give him Ma'asir Rishon, if he's a Levi, you have to give him Ma'asir Rishon. The Vadai Leviu, Shemipnei Davar Zeh, Lo Ergilo La'amido Sham, Ki'im Leviim, Kedeh Shelo Yit'u Behem B'nei Adam Na'azikam, Ke Leviim, Ve'enam Leviim. Which means the opinion that says they were Leviim, which is the last opinion that says they were Leviim. What's the logic? You have to know, when you see a guy up there, you know he's a Levi. Nafkamina, when you give your ma'asir, you can know this guy's a Levi, give him the ma'asir, you don't have a she'ela. So what's the other opinions? So the Gemara says, Obaka mefligi. Man damar avadim, I saw with avadim opinion. The opinion says avadim, kasavar en ma'alin medukhan liyuhasim v'lo lema'asir. That when you see a guy up there with the Leviim, you do not give him yihus. He's avid. So then you gotta know, you can't marry into the guy's family, he's not from the Hashuv lineage, and also, he's not a Levi. And therefore, don't give him your ma'asir. So it's big nafkamina. Now a guy might think, hey, listen, he wouldn't be up there singing with the Leviim if he wasn't a Hashuv guy. So the first rabbi says, hey, the guys who blew the instruments, they were Avdei Kohanim. So you know, they're not Miyuhasim, and they're not Leviim, Inyan, Ma'asir Rishon. Uman damar Israel, are you? And the opinion says, Israel, Kasavar Ma'alin Medukhan Yuhasin. So no. You only put up to the Dukhan people that are Miyuhas. Havalul Ma'asir. But again, not for Ma'asir because they're not Leviim. So again, the second opinion, when you know that only Yisraelim go up there. Meaning, you look up to the Dukhan, you know Leviim are singing and everybody else, they're Miyuhas. Meaning, you can marry into those families, you have no problem. But you also have to know they're not Leviim. Therefore, don't give your ma'asir to these people. Uman damal leviim ayu kasavar ma'alin medukhan ben liyuhasin ben lema'asir. That you only put up people to the dukhan that are miyuhas as leviim, and obviously that we for ma'asir. And therefore, that's nafkamina. Nafkamina, you know, so you know what's going on. The mahlukah is, or nafkamina is, what type of quality guy is up there. First opinion says, you put anybody up there. Not Miyuhas, non-Levi. So you'll know that now. And the second opinion says, no, it's got to be Miyuhas. but he's not a Levi. Third opinion, he's got to be Miyuhaz, and he's got to be a Levi. Nafkamina, Yehus, and Maasid. Okay? Right, so that's the Rashi Ma'alin the Dukhan, it's going to be the last Shita. Let's read that Rashi again. Harawi Omer al-Dukhan, Ima Levim, Enstik Lebdok Aharav, Lo La Siyo Miyuhayestev, Lo La Tento Ma'asir Rishon, Devadai Leviyu. שפנית דבר זה לא הרגיעו להעמיד שם כי הם לביאים כדי שלא יתרוג בהם בני אדם להחזיקם כלביאים ואין הם לביאים. No, we don't want the people to make a mistake. No. So therefore the third opinion said only put up לביאים. ומאן דאמר ישראל היו ראשי סבר יעוד מדוכן מיוחסים מעלין you put up מיוחסים שבפני דבר זה לא הרגיעו להעמיד שם עבדים. That's why the opinion said you don't put up עבדים. אבל לא למעשרות שלא נזרו מלעמיד שם ישראל. Right. You don't miyuhesef maaser because you're not Levi. Ma'an davar avadim ayu kasavar en sumkim aducham lebdok aharav la'alotan yuhasim l'kaklun ezru al kach. Which means you don't have to put up to the duchan yuhus people. Therefore, they weren't careful on it. Therefore, you should know when you see those people up there with the Leviim, don't give them any. You know, you got to check them out. They're not. They could be avadim even. So therefore, you know, that's not all that matters. Comes the Gemara and says. Right. When you see the nafkamina is when you go look at the people that are up to the dukan, how do you treat them? Do you treat them as miyuhasim? Do you treat them as nevi'im? That's the nafkamina. Everybody says ikar shira bapeh. So therefore you can put up anybody. Nafkamina, what do you tell me? He did this, he did that. They say because that was the ma'aseh, that's what they did. Well, it's nafkamina, so that's what they did. Nafkamina, when you're standing there looking up there, you'll know now that this guy's a Levi, give me a ma'aseh. According to that rabbi, say no, this is miyuhas, but he's not a Levi. According to the second opinion, he's nothing. He's not miyuhas, he's not a Levi. Nafkamina for the hara. Yeah, what could you deduce from these people, from who's up there?
But the one that says just Levi, why he says kasava ma'alim lil medukhan ben yuhasim ben ma'aseh?
Because they're Levi.
Because he's given the Levi. Why are they yuhasim?
Levi is miyuhas. Levi's miyuhas, he's a Levi. There, you know, he's up there, you know he's a Levi, he's miyuhas, and he's ra'ui from Maaser Rishon, that goes to Levi.
Is that the Ikar Shiur Bapeh or no? How is each one?
Because if you hold the Ikar Shiur Bapeh, you don't got to put up a Levi.
You don't have to?
No, if you hold the Ikar Shiur Bapeh, you don't have to put up a Levi for the instruments.
The instruments.
This is all to talk about the instruments, this Mishnah. This Mishnah that she tells us on the top, when it says the Mishnah b'Masechet Erkini al Ohaze Keli Shir, who was holding the instruments? So if you hold Ikar Shira b'Kli, it's got to be a Levi. The Leviim do the Shir. But if you hold not, then it could be even Avdei Kori. But the Gemara can't be that Machloket. Because how do you say Rabbi Yoseh? Rabbi Yoseh says Yisraelim. Well, that's you're in the middle. If you hold Ikar Shira b'Kli, it's got to be a Levi. If you hold Ikar Shira b'Pe, let it even be an Eved. Who is Yisrael? So Gemara says you're right. That's not the Machloket. Machloket is Ikar Shira b'Pe. Put up anybody you want. So what was the machloket? So they tell me that's what they did. My nafkamina, that's what they did. Nafkamina for a guy when you see up there next to the Levi, you gotta know what he is. According to one opinion, be careful. You gotta check this guy's yahut, he could be an Eved. According to the second opinion, nah. His yahut is okay, but he's not a Levi. Don't give him ma'asir. The third opinion, you see a guy up there with Levi blowing the instruments, he's miyuhas, give him the ma'asir. No problem. That's nafkamina. Yin miya baraba amar, but Rabbi Yirmiya baraba says no machloket. Beshir Shel Shoeva. Now we're going back to a machloket that we had yesterday. We learned on yesterday's daf that we had a statement over here. Where was the statement? The statement said Tarur Banan. Halil. I'm reading the statement from yesterday's daf. Halil Doche Et Shabbat. Right, the flute is Dohe Shabbat, Devre Rabbi Yoseh Bar Yehuda. V'achamim omrim, Af Yom Tov, Eno Dohe. Right, Achamim said, the flute, it's not Dohe Shabbat, and it's not even Dohe Yom Tov, which is lenient. Now yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yosef explained the machloket. Let's review Rabbi Yosef's interpretation. Amar Rabbi Yosef, machloket b'shir shel korban. The whole machlok, according to Rabbi Yosef, was by the Qurban that they sang, the Levim sang by the Qurbanot. There we have a machloket where Rabbi Yosef is going to say it is Dohe Shabbat, and Hakamim say it's not. But by the Shoeva, which is much lighter than the Qurban, everybody will say it's not Dohe. That's where Rabbi Yosef understood the machloket. Again, the machloket of Rabbi Yosef and Hakamim, that they said what? Rabbi Yosef said the flute, the singing, I should say, the instruments are Duhay Shabbat. That was said by where? According to Rabbi Yosef, that was said by Korban. However, and then the Hakamim said, even by Korban, Eno Duhay. But by Sho'eva, everybody holds not Duhay. And how did Rabbi Yosef explain the machloket? He explained the machloket. Do you say that Ikar Shira Bapeh or Ikar Shira Bekli? Which means, Rabbi Yosef that says it's Duhay Shabbat, he's going to say, because Ikar Shira Bekli, and therefore it's part of the Avodah, therefore the Avodah is Duhay Shabbat. Whereas Hakamim will say Ikar Shira Bapeh, therefore the instruments are not integral, therefore it's not going to be Duhay Shabbat. But by Sahabat Shoeva, everybody agrees that the instruments are just there for enhancement, and therefore it's not going to be Duhay Shabbat. That's the way Rabbi Yosef understood the Mahloket, Rabbi Yosef and Hakamim. Now, Rabbi Yirmiya is going to give us a different understanding of that Braita. Okay, that's, we're going back now to that Braita. So it says, Rabbi Yirmiya, but Abba Amar, Mahloket Bishir Shil Shoeva. He says, no, the Mahloket is Dafka by the Shir Shil Shoeva. That what? Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Sarah Simcha Yetera Nameh Duhay Ta Shabbat. He says, yeah, even for the extra measure of Simcha when they're drawing the water, or the parties for the drawing of the water, that they blow the instruments, Duhay Shabbat. V'Rabbanan Savre Simcha Yetera Ena Duhay Ta Shabbat. Okay, so the Gemara says, Aval Beshir Shil Korban Devrei Hakol Avodai V'Duhay Ta Shabbat. So therefore Rabbi Yirmiyah is a totally opposite interpretation of Rabbi Yosef. He says the machloket is dafka by Simcha b'Teshuva. Which means now you have an opinion that wants to say even by Simcha b'Teshuva it's Duhay Shabbat, but by the Korban, but die, everybody's going to say it's Duhay Shabbat. Korban is integral. So the Gemara says, Metive, we're bringing a question. Let's read Rashi first. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Le'el Ka'e. It's going back above. Afruktad Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudav Rabbanan, Upaligad Rabbi Yosef. Okay? Rabbi Yosef, Savar Simcha Yetera, Nameh Duhay Shabbat. Hu'i V'Simchat Mitzvahi. Since it's Mitzvah to be B'Simcha, U'Behalil, and to do it with flutes and instruments, in Isur Melacha, Ela Shivut Be'Alma. Which means it's not Isur already. It's like a... If anything is like a shivut, as she's calling it, and therefore it'll be duhay. This is only like a minor isur. What's the isur of long instruments? Only isur rabbanan. In the case of simcha, so Rabbi Yosef says, no problem. We'll waive it. Right? That's the way he's understanding it. Which means again, blowing instruments. What's the isur on Shabbat? Blowing instruments. It's a gezerah. Shemay itakin. It might break. It might fix it. So he's telling you over here. So what? Mikom simcha. Of Simcha b'Teshuva, Hakamim will not go there. Go blow the instruments. So comes the Gemara and says, Metive Shir Shel Shoeva, Do Shir Shel Shoeva, Doche Et Shabbat. Right? The song. What's the matter? It's not really in the Mikdash. It's outside the Mikdash. Yeah, it's a party. It's not really Mikdash, right? Metive Shir Shel Shoeva. The songs that they sang for the Shoeva, that's what Yosef says. Af Yom Tov Eno Doche. So you see clearly, you have a machlok that is Braita by Shoeva. So this is very good according to the Yirmiya, because the Yirmiya understood that the machlok of the Yosef Hakamim was by Shoeva. Now according to Rabbi Yosef, this Braita is problematic. Because Rabbi Yosef said, but by Shoeva, everybody holds Eno Doche. So this Metive is a question on Rabbi Yosef. Good? Again, Rabbi Yosef learned the Mahloket above Mahloket on Korban. But by Simcha b'Teshuva, everybody says, what do you mean? It's Simcha, it's not vital. Everybody says Eno Doche. What do you mean? I have a clip right over here with the same rabbis. Rabbi Yosef and Hakamim that clearly depicts the Mahloket by Shoeva, Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yosef, Tiyufta. Gemara says, this is a knockout question. This is a refutation to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Rashi, Tiyuftad Rabbi Yosef. The Amar Modeh Rabbi Yosef b'shish shoyvad lo yidche. Now he says everybody's modeh by shish shoyvad. Here we see it is indeed a machloket. So the Gemara says, Lema b'shir shel shoyvahu de palige. Do you want to say that in that braita the machloket is dafka by shir shoyva, aval b'shir shel korban devrei kol dochet shabbat? The braita doesn't tell us the other side of the story. It's telling you the machloket is by shoeva. Does that mean to say that by korban, which is more hashuv, there is no argument, meaning everybody will tell you it is doche? Well, if that's the case, lema te'eti yuftad Rabbi Yosef betarte? And therefore it will be a question of Rabbi Yosef on two counts. Number one, you said by shoeva, everybody agrees. Well, I got the clear braita that says it's machloket by shoeva. And secondly, you said that the machloket is by korban. And now we're going to deduce from this braita that that's where the machloket, that's the vrei kol. The machloket is by shoeva, but the vrei kol by korban will be doche. So do you want to say that this braita poses a double question against Rabbi Yosef? Again, we know what the braita says. The braita clearly says machloket by shoeva. We're trying now to make an inference. What's the shita of the braita by korban? So we're saying, well, if you tell me Subhabit Hashem has a machloket, so Qurban is Devra Kol. Devra Kol what? Devra Kol Dohe. Well, so if you're saying Devra Kol Dohe, that's a second question on Rabbi Yosef, because he learned that the Qurban was actually the machloket. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Are we going to say that this is not only a single refutation, this is a double refutation against Rabbi Yosef? Look at the Rashi. Nema devet yuftad Rabbi Yosef name beha. Also with this, the Amar Le'ayel b'shel Korban Pelige, because he held above that by the Korban, that's what the Machloket was. Ve'alka Daikinan, and here we're going to make a diuk. The Modu Rabbanan be Haviyat Yufta betarte b'shel Shoeva, Haviyat Yufta mit Rabbi Yosef b'shel Korban, Haviyat Yufta mit Rabbanan. Right, the Machloket is going to be by Shoeva, because by Shoeva Rabbi Yosef held what everybody says the Vrakol not Tochay. And here we have a bright over that says Kot Rabbi Yosef. It is Duhay. Question number one. Question number two. You said by the case of the Qurban, even the Bios, even Hakamim agree that what? It is Duhay. And now we're saying over here, according to everybody, according to Rabbi Yosef, you learned that the Mahlukr is by Qurban. That Rabbi Yosef says Duhay, and Hakamim say not Duhay. And now we have a question from the Hakamim, because here you can learn the Vrei Kol. Even the Hakamim are going to say it's Duhay by the Korban. So comes the Gemara's Amal Echad Rabbi Yosef, he hold it. Rabbi Yosef will answer. Pelige Beshir Shel Shoeva. Just like you see that bright, they're arguing by the Shoeva. Vuadin the Korban. Also arguing by Korban as well. Double Machloket. So why would they pick Shoeva to have the Machloket in? They're arguing by both items. Why the Braita choose Shoeva? They had the Kabapapalge Beshir Shel Shoeva. Leodiacha Kohod Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. The reason why I chose the Machloket by Shoeva to show you how lenient Rabbi Yosef was. The Afilu de Shoeva Namedahe. That's the biggest Hadush, by the way. Kohad Hetera. Even Shoeva, which is really not a, you know, chiyuv, so to speak, it's just to enhance the simcha, still the B.Y.S.S. says what? Dohe Shabbat. Beha Ketani, hold it. We learned, Zeu Halil Shilbet HaShoeva, She'enu Dohe, Lo Et HaShabbat, Velo Et Yom Tov. Which means, we learned in our Mishnah, that regarding the Halil, the flute, this flute that they blow, this is the flute of Simchat Beit HaShoeva, that's not Dohe, not Shabbat, and not on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yosef, who's his opinion? Zehu De'enu Dohe, it's Masma from the Mishnah, that the flute is not Dohe, Simchat Beit HaShoeva, aval de Korban Dohe. Again, make a diuk from the language. This is the flute that's not Dohe, Simchat Beit HaShoeva. Implying what? It's not Duhay Shoeva, but it's Duhay something else. It's Duhay Korban. So the Gemara says, hold it. Who's that? Mani. Who's the author of that statement? Ine Mar Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Ha'amar Shil Shil Shoeva Nami Duhay. It can't be Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef says also Duhay Shoeva.
That statement says, well, it's not Duhay Shoeva. So it cannot be Rabbi Yosef. Ela lav Rabbanan. Must be have to tell me that that statement is Rabbanan. And what is Rabbanan saying? It's not Duhay Shoeva. Right? And the diyuk is that it's going to be Duhay Korban. And therefore, who's that obviously a question on? That's going to be a question on the way Rabbi Yosef understood. Why? Look at Rashi. Ela lav Rabbanani. Rashi. Tishamina lehu. We learn from him bidishoeva de lo dahe. Right? That you see clearly the Mishnah is saying by shoeva it's not dohe. Viketani ze limiute de korban. Alma bishil korban modu. So that's exactly like Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah said by shoeva everybody agrees. By korban everybody agrees that it's dohe, and the argument is by shoeva. Correct? So our Mishnah is very good. Because I can say the Mishnah that says, this is the halil that's dohe, this is the halil that's not dohe shoeva. Who's that like? The rabbis. Implying it's not dohe shoeva, but it is dohe korban. Beautiful. That's exactly like Levinim Yaksma in the Mahloket. That by shoeva the rabbis said no, and by korban they said yes. But according to Rabbi Yosef, how do you explain this Mishnah? Who's this Mishnah going like? Is according to Rabbi Yosef, this Mishnah doesn't make sense. Why? Because the Mishnah says, this is the Shoeva, this is the flute that is not Dohe Shoeva. According to the way Rabbi Yosef understood, nobody holds by Shoeva. I'm implying that what? That by Korban, it is going to be Dohe. Who's that? According to the way that we're learning now, that the argument is by both. The argument is by Shoeva, and the argument is by Korban. This Mishnah's mashma, that only by Shoeva, and not by Korban. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef, this Mishnah does not make any sense. Again, the way we're learning Rabbi Yosef now, he's learning the Mahloket is Betarte. The Mahloket is by Shoeva, and the Mahloket is by Korban. Double Mahloket. So why did the Brayta only choose the case of Shoeva if it's a Mahloket by both? Because the Hidush is by Shoeva. That even Rabbi Yosef Mekel by Shoeva, it's not even such a Hayuv, he still says it's okay. Okay, but really the Mahloket is on Shoeva, and Rabbi Yosef, and the Mahloket is also by Korban. Meaning rabbis will say always, never Dohe. And Rabbi Yosef says, always Dohe. Okay, now we understand Rabbi Yosef. Let's go back to our Mishnah. This is the Halil that is not Dohe Shoeva. Right away, it cannot be Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef says Zdohe Shoeva. Okay, so therefore, who's going to be like Hakamim? Oh, it's going to be like Hakamim. Well, that also doesn't make sense because it's Mashma from the Mishnah. This is not Dohe Shoeva, but it is Dohe Korban. Hold it. According to you, Rabbi Yosef, the way you understood, according to Hakamim, it's not Dohe, not Shoeva, it's not Dohe, not Korban. Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yosef. So therefore, you have to say what? That the way you understood the Mahloket is not correct. You have to go back to Rabbi Yirmiyah. How did Rabbi Yirmiyah explain the Mahloket? He said, now the Mahloket is by Shoeva, but by Korban, the Vrakol, Dohe. And therefore the Mishnah is going like Rabbanan. Shoeva, no, but Korban, yes. That's Shitat, Hakamim, exactly the way Rabbi Yirmiyah understood. Good? And now you see already, it's a question against Rav Yosef Betarte, which is now you see from the Mishnah, it's a question of Yosef on both, because you see that just like having a Mahloket on the case of Shoeva, they have a Mahloket on the case of Korban as well. Tiyufta. The Gemara says you're right, Tiyufta. So bottom line, the Gemara is concluding that it is indeed a double Mahloket against Rabbi Yosef, which means when the Braita said that the Mahloket is by Shoeva, it's also a Mahloket by Korban, and therefore we're knocking out Rabbi Yosef on both counts. You said that by Shoeva it's the Vrakol, I got a Braita that says it's a Mahloket. You said that by Korban, right? You said by Korban it's a Mahloket, between the Yose and Hakamim, and I'm telling you now, no, that by Korban, everybody's going to say that in the Kedamim is going to be Doche. So there was a question on Rabbi Yose Betarte. Now, my ta'amad, the man that he cut should not be clean. What's the logic now? Now we're going back to the point. What's the logic why one rabbi says ikar shira bikli? That the main shira is done with instruments. Where do you get this from? Dechtiv. So it's a pasuk. Vayomer Hizkiyahu la'alot ta'ola la'mizbayah. That's Hizkiyahu said to bring the ola to the mizbayah. Ube'et hehe la'ola. And at the time that they started to bring the ola, hehil she'shir Hashem. Right, they started to sing the song to Hashem, Va'asoserot, and they have the trumpets, Va'yede kele David Melech Israel, with the kelim of David Melech Israel. So what do you see from over here? That they had instruments. So you see, Ikar Shira Bikli, based on a pasuk in Yoskia, that when they sang the song for the Korban, they had Hasoserot and all that stuff. What's the source of the Ikar Shira Bepe? Dichtiv. Vayhi ke'echad leme, let's get the right word, lamehaserim velamshoririm lashmiya kol echad. So this pasuk says over here, how does it explain the word lamehaserim? Okay, so you had the trumpeters and the songsters, lashmiya kol echad. But the purpose was lashmiya kol. Right, over here, as she says, it doesn't say kelim va'asoserot. Right? So that she says, Va'akalokitiv kelim. Va'asosrot, not kelishir ninu. These hasrot are not kelishir. Shem tki'ot atimidim. That's just the blowing shofar. It's not kelishir.
Bugle.
Yeah, the bugle to blow the, for not song purposes. So you see what? The main thing is, Lashmiya kol. That's the main item. So each rabbi is bringing a pasuk to fortify his opinion. The first rabbi says, what do you mean? It says kelishir. Clear, you brought the kedim. I got a pasuk from Yaskel. The other rabbi says, what are you talking about? I got a pasuk that says over here that they had mishorerim. What's a mishorer? A singer. The rabbi that brought the second pasuk, Haketiv, Vayom Haskiyahu. What did he do with the pasuk by, Haskiyahu? Haki Ka'ama. This is what he meant to say. Hechel Shir Hashem Bape Al Yedeh. David Melech Israel the Basume Kala. Let's say it like this. You're right. They definitely sang, and the pasuk mentions instruments. But you're reading the pasuk wrong. Read it. Start singing Bapeh, and then take the instruments of David for to sweeten up as an accompaniment. But you thought the pasuk means start singing with the instruments, as if it's saying that's Taikah. No. Start singing Bapeh. And what about the instruments? Yeah, take the instruments also. That's just to sweeten it up. Okay? The idach nameh hakiti vayike echad lemhasisrim lemshoririm. What does the other rabbi do? It says over in mshoririm. That what? That when the Nevi'im would get up to sing, it was just singing. There was no keli zemer. Haki kamar. Mshoririm dumyad lemhasisrim. It says that there were bugles there. So it's comparing the singing to the trumpets. How do you blow a trumpet? So you have to have a keli. Now, even though that trumpet was not for musical purposes, but bottom line, for the fact that the pasuk writes Mahasasrim and Mishorim together, just like, you know, you blow a trumpet, you gotta have a keli. So too Mishorim was done with a keli. From the fact that the pasuk puts Mahasasrim and Mishorim together, must be that just like Mahasasrim is with a keli, Mishorim is with a keli. So basically, both have pesukim to prove their point. Okay? That's the subject. Okay, now we go to the next Mishnah. Mi shelo ra'a simcha bet ha-shoeva. Somebody that did not see the simcha bet ha-shoeva, the drawing, lo ra'a simcha miyamav. He never saw simcha in his life. This was a party. This was a simcha. V'motzei yom tov harishon shel chag. Then he gives you the schedule. Motzei yom tov, right after the first yom tov of the holiday, yardu le'azat nashim. So they went down to the area in the Beit HaMikdash called Azat Nashim. So they made a great tikkun over there. The Gemara is going to tell us what tikkun did they make in the Azat Nashim. Doesn't tell us over here. Now the Rashi says, Yordim the Azat Nashim, Kohanim, Velevi'im, Yordim, Azat Yisrael. The Azat Yisrael was higher.
she gevuha le'ezrat nashim shelemata emin b'shipu ahar. Is that yisrael is high? So it was a slope. They would go down to the Ezrat Nashim. That was like the entrance of the Beit HaMikdash. They go down to the Ezrat Nashim. Now, Menorot Shezahav Ayusha. They had golden candelabras over there. Ve'arba'a Sefalim Shezahav Berashahim. And you had like four
golden bowls
in the Menorot, coming out of the cups, right, of the Menorah. Ve'arba'a Sulamot Nechol Echad Ve'echad. There was four ladders in front of each bowl, the arba'a yeladim mepirhei keuna, and they had four youngsters from the keuna, ubideim kadim, and they had jugs in their head, shel me'ah ve'esrim log, 120 log of oil, shein matirin nechol sefer ve'sefer, that light the menorot. So they would climb up to these menorot, they were very high menorot, it was 50 amot high, and they would go up all the way, and they would fill up the cups, golden cups on top with 120 log of oil. Now, how did they light it? From the worn out clothes, the pants of the Kohanim, and from their belts, from those worn out clothes they would make wicks, and they use those clothes of the Kohanim as the wicks of these menorot. That she says, yiladim, bahurim, ubideim kadesh shemen, ve'odim kol echad besulamo. And each kid would go up on his ladder in order to fill up the menorah. Bebelaim mechtase kolim me'emnehenu mefkeim mechtase begdei aserad shayu meshil sibur. Right, that was the Bigdei Sibur. Otherwise, it wasn't his personal clothes. It was the clothes that the Sibur donates. Shanim. And the old belt, Mefkein Kurein. Means they ripped them. La'asot petilot. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Ve'lo haya chaser b'Yerushalayim she'ena me'ira me'or bet ha'shoeva. There wasn't a courtyard in Yerushalayim that was not lit up from these menorot. As she says, the fish menorot gevuin 50 amma. The menorot 50 amma high. V'harabayit gavoa. Now it's on Harabayit. After so Harabayit already is high, but the place is an elevated place, and the menorot are 50 amma high over that. V'ahora zorachat bechol ha'ir. And the light would just spread out the whole city. V'kotel mizrahi shusof ezrat nashim ayan namoch. If you remember, we learned the Masechet Yoma that the wall on the eastern side was low, and therefore the people beyond that wall were able to see the light. So therefore, the light emanated across the eastern wall throughout Yerushalayim. Hasidim v'anshe maaseh. The Hasidim was the pious people. Called v'anshe maaseh, the people of deeds. Hayu merakidin b'fnehem. They would dance in front of the people, be'avukot shel or shebidehem, with torches in the hand. And as she said, they would juggle them. As she says, zorkin otam kelape ma'ala mekabelim otam. Ve'yesh shebikim la'asot ken ba'arba avukot u'b'shmona. Some are able to juggle four, some can even juggle eight. Ve'zorek zu u'mekabel zu. Ve'zorek zu u'mekabel zu. They throw one, they catch one. It's the juggling. So the hakamim, the tzaddikim, they would be juggling these torches. And they would say in front of the people, "Devrei shirot v'tishpachot." They would praise Borei Olam. The Leviim bechinorot, and the Leviim would be playing their harps or ben balim. They call the neighbor
the liar.
The liar. That's like when a lyre is a harp.
Liar.
Or mitzaltayim. Mitzaltayim is the cymbals. Or hasosrot is the trumpets. Or b'klishir. Okay, and the different instruments. Belom ispar, meaning unlimited amount of instruments. Okay? Al hamesh yisrei ma'alot. And where would they play this music? On the 15 steps. Hayurdot mi'azat yisrael azat nashim. There was 15 steps from the azat yisrael going down to the azat nashim. So the Levim would stand on those steps. That's where the orchestra was set up. And that's where they would play. Now, why that 15 steps? Keneged hamesh yisrei Shir HaMa'alot Shebeteilim. In Teilim, David HaMelech has 15 chapters that sort of Shir HaMa'alot. HaMa'alot is the steps. Ma'ala. So therefore, 15 steps connected to 15 Shir HaMa'alot in Teilim. Sha'alehem Nevi'im Omdim Bechli Shir. They would stand with the Kli Shir Ve'omrim Shira. And they would sing the Shira. She says, L'simhat B'teshoi Ba'ad Dukhan L'Shir HaKorban. It's a Mizbe'ayin. Now when they would sing for the Korban, they wouldn't stand on the steps. The singing for the Quran was done right by the Mizbeah. This is a special, musical alignment specifically for Simchat, but to show that it would stand on the steps. Now the two Kohanim would stand at a gate called Sha'ar Alyon, which we know it as Sha'ar Nikanor. That was the gate Shiyored Mi'azat Yisrael Li'azat Nashim. That's the gate that would separate between Azat Yisrael and the Azat Nashim. He's calling it over here the upper gate. And they had two trumpets in their hands. Karagever, meaning they called out, meaning that it was already the time. Taku v'riyu v'taku, they made tikiah to a certain certain point. That was already the siman, time to collect the water. When the morning came, they would blow the shofarot. That was a siman already. Okay, go to Mayan Shiloah. Time to draw the water. They couldn't draw the water at night, because we learned if you draw the water at night, it's pasul, because it's going to be lina. So they had to wait till the morning in order to go to the Mayan Shiloah. So they would party all night and simcha, kesedu shaftei mayim b'sason. And then once the kiryat haGeber came, alot haShachar. Okay, signal the water draw. Go down to Shiloah and collect the water. Higiyu leBa'ala Asirit. Now they're going down the steps. So when they got to the 10th step, there's 15 steps here. Taku v'riyu v'taku. Okay, they make tikiyah teruah tikiyah again. They giu la'azara. They got down to the azara. Taku v'riyu v'taku. This is all for the ceremony. Every time they went down the steps, so they would stop from time to time and blow the tikiyot. Hayu tokaim v'olchin ad shemagiyim le'shar ayotze memizlach. They would keep up blowing the shofar until they got to the eastern gate, which is they're walking out of the Beit HaMikdash to get the water. Mm-hmm. So you're walking out towards the east, okay? Higiru, when they got Leshar Yosim Mizrach, when they got to the gate on the eastern side going out, Hafku Penehem Mizrach LeMa'arav, they turned around now facing the Beit HaMikdash. Now their back is to the Beit HaMikdash, they're walking out. So they would turn around towards the west, facing the Beit HaMikdash, v'amru, and they said the following statement. Abotinu shayu b'mkom hazeh, our forefathers that were in this place during the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, achoreihem el ha'echal, they put their back to the hechal, ufneihem kedma, and their face was facing east, umishtahavim kedma lashemesh, and they were sun worshippers, which means in the first Beit HaMikdash it was Avodah Zarah. So they would say, our ancestors, they had their back towards the temple and they were facing east to worship the rising sun. Ve'anu le'ya'inenu. But us, our eyes are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hayu shonim for me. They would repeat and say, anu le'ya' ve'le'ya'inenu. We are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our eyes. Let's read Rashi. Taku, v'riyu v'taku. Okay, v'rosh shna yaliv v'chol tekiot peshuta lefaneah peshuta leachareah v'tru'a be'emsa. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah teaches us how do you blow the shofar? Tekiah, teru'ah, tekiah. They call it tekiah peshuta. Peshuta is a long straight sound. So you have a peshuta, teru'ah, followed by a peshuta. V'ayu tuchim v'olchim. Be'elu shalosh acharonot ma'arichim. Which means in the last tekiah, teru'ah, tekiah, they would blow. They would lengthen the sounds. Which means they were on the 10th step, right? So they would blow the shofar, but they would make it long to give them time to go down into the azara. They were in the west. That's where they were. The steps are in the west. The Beit HaMikdash is all towards the west. So they were going from west to east. When they would enter the Beit HaMikdash, you went east to west. When you're leaving the Beit HaMikdash, you're going west to east. So therefore, they would blow the shofar, and as they were going down the steps, they would lengthen it in order to give them a chance to get down the steps to go from Azat Yisrael into the Azat Nashim. Good. Hafchu penehem lema'arav lesad azarot v'echal lomar davar ze avotenu bebayit harishon hayu kofrim. At the end, they were kofrim. They were deniers. Ve'lo hayu penehem labayit ela achoreihem l'echal. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Okay? Comes the Gemara and says, Tanu Rabbanan. Mishelo ra'a simcha bet ha'shoeva. Somebody did not see the simcha bet ha'shoeva. לא ראה שמחה מימיו. You never saw שמחה in your life. מי שלא ראה ירושלים בתפארתה, somebody that never saw ירושלים in all its glory, לא ראה כרך נחמד מעולם. You never saw a beautiful city. מי שלא ראה בית המקדש בבניינו, anybody never saw the בית המקדש in its construction, לא ראה בניין מפואר מעולם. You never saw a magnificent building. מהי? What's the what בית המקדש we talk about? בית המקדש. What בית המקדש? אמר רבייה ואתים הרב חסדא, זה בניין הורדוס. This is actually referring to specifically the second בית המקדש that was constructed by הורדוס. So Gemara says, במאי בניה? How did he build it? What was the specialty that he did? So Amar Rabba Be'abne Shisha, he used marble that she says was a green marble, Umirma, and white marble. So it was like a, like an ocean. You had green and white, you know, marble. Beautiful. Ika de Amre Be'abne Shisha Kuchla. Some say it was blue marble, Umirma. That's more like the ocean. It was blue and white marble. Apik safa va'ayil safa. So this was a certain type of building technique that he had, that he would put, that would overlay. Which means he would have the green, let's say, and then a little space, right? And the white would go over the blue, and then he would put the limestone, like the cement, to attach it. So it looked like really the waves of the ocean. So the again, you had a level, and then on top of it, he would place the next level above that. There was a little gap in between when you inlay it. So he would put the cement or the limestone, whatever they put to secure it. Yeah, it was going up. It was going up like this. And then you saw it, so he looked like the waves of the ocean. In order to see that the limestone will be will hold. So that was, normally when you lay marble, it's flat. So in between the marbles, you put the limestone. They're grouting it, exactly. He did it differently. Here, he put them flat, the first row, and the second row above it, so to speak, and then there was a gap in between. So they would put the limestone in there, and there would be, we were able to put a lot of it, so it would be strong. And then they had a certain style, the way it looked, right? Savar lemishayan bidahaba. And he was so involved, he wanted to plate the whole Beit HaMikdash in gold, gold plate. Amru lerabbanan shafkeh. Leave it. Dehachi shapir tafeh. Leave it like this. The mitchazeh ka'aduta diyama. Looks like the galeh ayam, the waves of the ocean. Abanim mishunim bimar'ehen zu mizu. Ve'aynayim mistaklok behem shotetot v'nirot kiilu galeh ayam hem nadim v'naim. It was like a trick on the eyes. When you saw the blue and the white, right, alternating. So it was like waves going. So don't put the gold. The gold kind of there would take away the image of the... That was so good to see about the water, because the water is blue, and the blue reminds you of the sky, and the sky reminds you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod. And therefore, it was a very good method to leave it there in order that you should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishelo Ra'a Diuploston Shel Alexandria Shel Mislayim. Anybody who never saw diuloposton, as she says, that's a Greek word, diu is shenayim. Diu is two, and palu lashon sarim. That's like nobility. Kemo metropolin. Kemo uchmo diuplin meromi. Now, which means whoever did not see the this is actually referring to the city or the Actually, the Gemara is talking about the synagogue, the metropolis of Alexandria, where the Jews lived. But this is talking about the synagogue. Lord Abich Bodan Shel Yisrael did not see the beauty of Yisrael. Amru, that it was a bit. They built a big synagogue when the Jews were in Alexandria in Egypt. They built a very big structure. Amru kemin basiliki gedola haita. It was like a basilica. That's a certain type of structure, like a design in building a room or an area. Satyo lifni masatyo, which means they had the satyo, as she says, benches. Benches and then another row of benches, right? We learned earlier. Two benches, like rows of benches. And as she says, the Shivat Sarim Shel Alexandria. That's where the Hashuvim sat, the noblemen. Shalchu Sham Yohanan Mekireh V'Sareh Hayalim Na'ar Chorban Bayit Rishon B'mi Yirmiyah. After the destruction of the Bayit Rishon, some Jews went down to Egypt and they settled over there. V'nit Yashivu Sham
But eventually Nebuchadnezzar went down to Egypt and he conquered them. ונהרגו מישראל. שהלכו שם כמו שנתבא עליהם ירמיה, עלו ביניכם שם לגדולה ועושר עד שחריבם אלכסנדרוס. And the Gemara says eventually Alexander Mokedon came down to Mislaim and he destroyed them. בסיליקי, פלטירין גבוהין, נקרים בסיליקות, like a big פלטירין, like a big... Like a stadium or something like that. Okay? Now, again, this is where they would pray. This was like the big great synagogue of Alexandria. How do you explain the word Eulupostun? That's the metropolis?
No, Diopolis.
Then what does he say? No, Diopolitin.
Double row.
Okay, double row. Diu is two.
The Greek word meaning double row.
And blue is?
Aristocrats.
Okay, so it was the double row of benches where the aristocrats would sit in this structure. Okay, that's good. Right, Satyor and the Fnim is Satyor. So that's the interpretation of Yupati. Okay, that's fine. Now, Pa'amim Shayuba, sometimes in that area, you had Shishim Ribo, 600,000 people. Ki Yotze Mislayim. The Amilan, someone is say, Kiflayim Ki Yotze Mislayim. You had double, you had 1.2 million people. The Yuba Ayin Aleph Katitra Ocho Zahab, you had 71 golden chairs. Keneged Ayin Aleph, Shes Sanedreged Ola. Meaning Keneged, since it's like in Israel, you had a Sanedrim, so they built like a Bet HaMikdash they built over there. With that 71 golden thrones, Keneged the 71 members of the Sanedrim, Kolahat Vahat, each chair, Ena Pechuta Mi'astim Vahat Rbo, Kikere Zahav. Each one is not less than 21 Rbo. Rbo is 10,000. 21 times 10,000 Kikare, they have 210,000 golden talents. Ubima Shil'ayetz Bim Sa'itan, had a big bima, like a wooden platform in the middle of the stage. The Hazan, a Knesset Omed Alei, and the Hazan of the Knesset would stand on the stage. Vasudarim Biyadon, he had the handkerchiefs in his hand. The Kivan Shigia La'anot Amen, when they were praying the Amidah, when it came to answer Amen, it was so big they couldn't hear. So Hala Manif Besudar, he would wave the flag. Vecholam Onim Amen. And everybody would answer Amen because they would see the flag. So that was so many people trying to say. So the Gemara says, "Velo ayu yoshvim me'oravim," which means the people that would sit, the men, they weren't just sitting mixed any which way. Ela zahavim b'fnei asmam, all the goldsmiths, they had a section for the goldsmiths. The kaspin, all the silversmiths, b'fnei asmam. The napachim, that's the blacksmiths, b'fnei asmam. The tersiim, b'fnei asmam, that's the coppersmiths. They would sit also. The gardiim, b'fnei asmam, the weavers, b'fnei asmam. What was the benefit? Ushani nichnas sham, when a poor guy would come to the shul in Alexandria, hayam makir ba'alei umanuto, he would know already, you know, where his where to go, where his section was, wherever he was able to make a panasa. Then if there's sham, and he would go to that section, umishah panasato, upanasat achemeto, which we know, he has a business, he could do business with the goldsmith or the black. So it was easy for the anim to find exactly where they could make their panasa. Marabaye, vechulehu. All these people that went to Alexandria, Katlinu Alexandros Mokedon, Alexander the Great, killed them. Now, according to the government of Vilna, he changes this Grisaya because he says, historically, it couldn't have been Alexander Mokedon because he wasn't around at this time. He changes the name to Terachnos. Terachnos was the one that killed all these Jews in Alexandria. So what's the reason why? Why should they get punished? So the Gemara says, "Mai ta'amai anshu?" Why do people of Alexandria get punished? Mishum de'avre ahaykera, because they went against the pasuk of the Torah that says, "Lo tosifu nashu baderech hazeh od." That you're really not allowed to go back down to Egypt. Ve'inu hadur, and they went down. So therefore, since they went back, they went against the Torah. So the Torah punished them. So the Gemara says, "Atu." So they went down to Egypt. Ki ata, now when Alexander Mokedon or Trakinos, when he came to Egypt, Ashkechinu davu karu b'sifrei, saw that they were reading the Sefer Torah in this synagogue. And what pasuk were they up to? Yisa Hashem alecha goy merachok. God is going to bring a goy from far away, and he's gonna, you know, come into the land. And it says, "Kashiri de anashet goy ashilu toshmal eshono," foreign nation, and but not he's gonna destroy. So Trakinos heard this. Amar, he said, "Mechti." Let's analyze. Ahu gavra ba'ilim mite sifinta ba'asara yome. Listen, why came from It should have taken 10 days by boat to get to Misraim. Dalezika, but he had good backwinds or tailwinds. He says, I got here in 5 days. So he took that as an indication that if I'm the goy, I'm the one that God's sending in order to destroy the people. If I had such divine intervention, that a 10-day trip, I got in five. Nafal alayu, so he fell upon them, vikatinu, and he killed them all. So that was the punishment for coming, going back down to Mitzrayim. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.